Well, the king of flipping has joined me here on Bass Fan Radio, Denny Brower. And, you know, Denny, you guys are always looking for advantages, always looking for an angle. You've come out with True Tungsten with a new weight that you think is going to do that for you.
Yeah, we really have. Any way you can prove your hook-to-strike ratio, you need to do that, because there's days we're out flipping. We may only get 10 bites, and you need to hook and land all 10 of those fish and hope you get five big ones before you go to weigh-in. It's not like a deal where you go out and catch 30 bass. So when I looked at flipping, and I looked at flipping soft plastics, one of the major deals is the slip sinker. And you start analyzing a slip sinker, and boy, there were so many ways to improve. For one thing, I'd look at a lead slip sinker, and I think we've all been there. We've missed a fish or whatever, and we look at it, and we see the teeth marks. Well, you see those teeth marks even in the ones you catch. And the reason you see that is they inhale your bait. In order to get hook penetration, that sinker's got to come out between their lips, which have all those teeth. And those teeth are slowing down the movement of that weight. And because they're slowing down the movement, they're slowing down your hook, which is behind the weight. And therefore, it may not even get out of the plastic, and it certainly won't get the penetration. So with the True Tungsten weight, it's harder. They can't get their teeth in it. Therefore, it's going to slide through those teeth easier. We're going to get a better hookup.
Well, you know, you've got a variety of different things you're going to fish this. You know, in Florida early in the year, you're fishing mats, but you'll be able to use this flipping weight for a lot of other things, I would think, as well.
Oh, you really can. You can use it for Carolina rigging. You can do anything with it. It's very versatile. We've actually got it designed in the weights up to an ounce and a half. It's got a little different design. I've tapered it in the back end, and the reason I've tapered it is so that it's going, as it's going through the teeth in a bass's mouth, it gets to the midpoint, and it actually releases, which gives you even more speed to get better hook penetration. It also kind of has a little bit more weight forward. It drops down through those mats easier. Even if you're just fishing isolated stumps or bushes, because of the weight forward, your lure falls a little straighter down to the bottom the way you want it to fall. And it also gives a neck effect between the weight and the plastic trailer, whatever it may be, whether it's a worm, whether it's a tube, whatever, which I think gives better action to the bait. So there's a lot of pluses to this design. I know it's going to be something a little new to people on the market, but it's certainly going to put more fish in their live well.
When you talk about tungsten, of course, it's more dense, going to be heavier. And you've also got the ability with that smaller size, you know, you look at an ounce and a half weight that's lead, it's a pretty good size deal. Now you ought to be able to get maybe in a few holes you couldn't get into before.
I think that's what really surprises a lot of people. They get to thinking about 1 ounce, ounce and a quarter, ounce and a half baits, and they go, man, that's going to be a big, bulky object, and you're going to blow the lips of that bass wide open, or it's going to be so big it won't drop through the grass, a matted hydrilla or whatever the case is. And it's the exact opposite. It's a very compact material. It's very, very heavy. And I would guess you take like a 1 ounce True Tungsten weight versus a 1 ounce lead weight, and the lead weight's probably half again as big, if not more. So it does make a difference. It makes you a more efficient fisherman, without a doubt.
All right, let's talk about hook and the penetration. Are you pegging it? Are you doing some of those kind of things? And talk about hook a little bit with a tube or maybe with a creature bait.
Well, I am pegging it, and they've actually got a new pegging system out that Peter Tavares designed, which is just absolutely awesome. It actually protects your line a little bit. It's probably one of the neatest systems out there. It's a little hard to describe, but people need to look at it and just hunt for those pegs, which are also designed by True Tungsten, which match up perfect with these weights. So that's what I've gone to as far as pegging. The day of the old toothpick shoved up into a slip sinker, that's long gone. This is truly the way to go. It makes the bait actually, or the weight actually hangs straighter above the bait. So it's a dynamite deal. And behind it, hook-wise, there's two different hooks I use, folks. And one of them is the Mustad tube hook, and I'm normally flipping it in 3-aught to 5-aught, and it's an offset hook. Any hollow-bodied bait, I do think it's the best hook to use. But when I go to the solid baits, like your regular plastic worms, your creature-type baits, I've got a hook out with Mustad called the flipping hook, the Denny Brower flipping hook, which is a straight shank hook. And normally in a 4-aught or a 5-aught, it's probably the perfect match.
You know, you've been doing this flipping business as long as I've known you, and you know, in the little subtleties that maybe a guy wouldn't know, you know, I think about a lot of times when you're flipping a mat, you know, sometimes the fish will hit it on the way through, sometimes they'll hit it halfway up, but a lot of times they'll hit it right below that mat. And you and I were kind of talking before we set this interview up, there's reasons for each of those locations of fish, but they're not all the same across the body of water either.
No, they're really not. You know, so many things affect the fish, weather, etc., but I think you need to pay attention, like you say, to where those bites are coming from, because there are days that they're going to hit it on the drop, and I think we experience that in general flipping and pitching when we're hitting isolated targets that, boy, we put it right on the their head. We know they're on the shady side of that stump or whatever. They don't let it go to the bottom. There are times when you're flipping this matted grass where that fish may be 10, 15 feet away underneath that grass when you punch it through there with that big weight, and he's got to have time to get to that bait. So that's why you shake it up and down. You bring it all the way up underneath the mat. You actually bump the top of the mat like it's something trying to get back out of there, and a lot of times they're going to come in the upper 6 inches of the water column. There's other times that those fish are suspended right underneath those mats, and the reason is, especially on a sunny day, it creates heat. That upper water column is going to be a little warmer, and in a cold water situation, that's where you want to have your bait, right underneath the mat.
I'm going to shift gears on you a little bit. You know, the lead series is over with. You just got done with the Bush Shootout, had a good first half a day, and ended up doing real well in that. Reflect a little bit with you, if you would, for the folks at home, the Elite Series and how it went this year, and, you know, just how you were treated and the fans and some of that.
Oh, I think it was awesome. I don't ever remember a year that I've enjoyed as much as this year. I look back, I've been doing this a lot of years, and I've had obviously a lot better years. But this particular year, it just seemed like the whole staff at Bass went totally out of their way to treat us like kings. We went to the most awesome bodies of water in the world, which, you know, anytime you're going to lakes where you're catching fish, you are having more fun. The smaller field with 100 people, I just thought was awesome. I just had a riot, and I think when you're having fun and you're enjoying it out there, I think you probably do better and you catch more fish. And mentally, I'm just totally looking forward to next year because I know it'll be bigger and better, and I think we really got things headed in the right way.
Well, no doubt about it. Plus, having a good back doesn't hurt either.
No, the back has really been wonderful, Terry. We fought that for a few years, and of course, I've got a wonderful neurosurgeon friend, Paul Detweiler, down in Texas that got that straightened out for me. Now I can go out there and I can stand those 12, 14-hour practice days and really fish with a lot more intensity. And, of course, tournament days where we've only got the 8 or 9 hour days, the back's not even a factor. I know I have people ask me all the time about it, and I tell them, yeah, man, it's really bad today. I had to take one Advil, you know. So, no, the back's not an issue in my fishing at all.
Well, let's talk about the name of that true tungsten weight again. Is it Denny Brower true tungsten flipping weight? Is that right?
That's absolutely correct, and it's something new. It may not be everywhere quite yet, but we will have it everywhere in the near future, and it'll certainly help people put more fish in the boat when it comes to flipping and pitching.
I'd get some because I know how well you flip, and I'm going to have some.
Well, we appreciate that, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.